My dearly beloved in Christ, we read those words in today's gospel of the mission of John the Baptist. And the evangelist, St. Luke, quotes from Isaiah the prophet who foretold the coming of John the Baptist. And he said, "He is the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.' Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked ways shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all mankind shall see the salvation of God." So those words spoken by Isaiah hundreds of years before, St. Luke is telling us those apply to John the Baptist. His role was to make ready the way of our Lord, to prepare people's hearts. And notice in particular the words, "every crooked way shall be made straight." Because by nature, that is by fallen nature, because of original sin, we are all very crooked. We have this fallen nature, this inclination to sin within us. We are very inclined to evil. So indeed, we are very crooked. And we must make the crooked ways straight. This is why we have examination of conscience. And examination of conscience is very important so that we honestly admit to ourselves our defects, our sins, our failings, in order that we may obtain their forgiveness. We have to have humility to acknowledge our sins and failings. When we go to confession, we say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Again, acknowledging our guilt, our failing. And this is necessary, but human nature is such that people like to put blame on someone else. When Adam and Eve sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, God came to Adam and said, "What have you done?" And Adam said, "Well, yes, I ate the fruit, but the woman you gave me for a companion, she gave me to eat." And then God went to Eve. "And yes, I ate the fruit, but the serpent tempted me, and I ate." So isn't that sad? Human nature. Now, parents are very familiar with this. When you punish a child or call a child on the carpet, so to speak, for having disobeyed or done something he or she shouldn't have, isn't it true that the children always tend to blame their brothers and sisters? They always blame someone else. And that's human nature, is it not? But we, if we want to be really prepared for the coming of Christ, we must humbly acknowledge our own sins and not try to cast the blame on others. Now, St. Paul, in today's epistle, says, "For me," he says, "but with me it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by man's tribunal. Nay, I do not even judge my own self." So he strove to preserve a clean conscience. So he said, "I'm not worried about what people will say." But then he goes on to say, "For I have nothing on my conscience, yet I am not thereby justified, but he who judges me is the Lord." Is that not true? We are not justified entirely. Even if our conscience does not accuse us, we must acknowledge that there are no doubt many small things which we have passed by, that we don't even recognize. So the importance, again, of humility. Now, in speaking about this tendency to pass the buck, to not take responsibility, this is a huge problem in our society today. We live at a time where everybody's a victim. Everybody is a victim. Something bad happens, who can I put the blame on? About 30 years ago, someone gave me a book to read, and it was a very good book. And the title of it was A Nation of Victims. And the gist of the book was how Americans have changed from the old immigrants that came here 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago. And they came here for opportunity. And they made something of themselves. They Some of them became wealthy. And how? By hard work. By pulling themselves up by the bootstraps, as the saying goes. They worked hard for what they acquired. They came to this country for opportunity. Now people don't want so much opportunity. They want a government handout. They don't want to work hard. They want things to be given to them. And we have to be very careful, because living in this society, we can be affected by that attitude, and then that can affect our spiritual lives, where again, we fail to take responsibility. Nowadays, people think immediately, well, who can I sue? Who's at fault? But bad things happen, and we deal with it. And we realize this life is not perfect. It is a veil of tears. So let us then prepare for our Lord's birth by recognizing that we have a fallen human nature, that we are crooked, and the crooked ways must be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. The mountains of our pride have to be brought down, and we do that by humbly acknowledging, through examination of conscience, through devout confessions, acknowledging our sins and failings, and humbly asking God's forgiveness. By humbling ourselves, we prepare a place in our heart for the birth of the Christ child. Let us strive to straighten the crooked, fallen human nature that we all have, and to humbly acknowledge our failings, that Christ might come and fill us at Christmas with his grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.